6, 5, 4, 3.
Ignition. 2, ignition. We have flame. And a great deal of smoke coming out of the bottom of that rocket. 8.9 seconds of the hold still. Now it's moving. It is coming toward the top of the tower now. Flame belching out all around it. Now the deluge system is trying to cool it down. Millions of gallons of water pouring onto it. Here comes the sound.
Evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended, full of all the music that I recommend highly. I'm here tonight, 7 to 9 p.m., playing highly recommended tunes, and I will have two highly recommended guests as well. At 7:20 p.m., I will be chatting with Alistair about the new album, How to Build a Bomb, which comes out tomorrow night, right?
Yes, tonight, actually.
Tonight? Yeah. Excellent, yeah. And maybe we'll be able to hear some of that before then. So that'll be exciting. I don't want to, no pressure to leak anything, but we'll see. That'll be at 7:20. And then at 8 p.m., Hound and Handler will be coming in for an acoustic set. That's a trio. That's what they call bands with three people. That's a trio that's going to be playing string, bluegrass, Americana, folk stuff. It sounds really cool. Very excited to have them in the studio. Behind me right now, some surf rock. This is Man or Astro Man with Rocket Ship XL3. Coming up next, we're going to have a really cool, funky band from New Jersey. They're called We Used to Cut the Grass. And I'm very excited to share them with you. That'll be coming on in seconds. So stick around. Going to be a fun show here on Highly Recommended tonight.
Okay, I'll sip too.
And now, before giving you the details of the battle, I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world, tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the skies everywhere. Keep looking. Keep watching the skies.
came around, I was down on a frown. She said, come on, it's all gone, let's get going. Well, I said no, she said why, and I said, well, I'm in. She came around and lay down on the ground, sang her a song about the world going wrong. Wrong strings bound and tied, I said, well, I'm meant for the sky.
All right, we just heard Zach Gunthorpe with Meant for the Sky, and before that, we used to cut the grass with Visitors Pomp 1. Zach Gunthorpe is an Australian-based artist, and all three of those were kind of sky-themed. And sticking with Ways to Get Around, which is a theme that I come back to, I think there are a lot of songs about transportation and getting from place A to place B. Here's a nice one. Everyone loves a nice song about riding your bike. So, taking a trip over the Pacific Ocean, we're going from Australia to New Zealand. Here's a 2023 song from Jim Nothing.
Thank you. pretty face on the screen.
That was just Omni with Skeleton Key, and before that, Jim Nothing with Raleigh Arena. Omni is from Atlanta, bringing it back to the States. Before we go over and listen to the brand new radio edit for How to Build a Bomb by Alistair, coming out on his album How to Build a Bomb, which is coming out tonight. So, stick around, because we will be going on air and chatting about it just after this song plays, and then you know, stick around, because we might be playing another song or two off of it, and keep an eye out for later tonight and hear the rest of it then. All right, here's How to Build a Bomb by Alistair.
On the down low in the shade. He says love's a big joke, and I promise my sister that I don't end up cigarettes. She's a good poet and afraid of growing old like all the rest. Well, the kid in front of me really needs some damn headphones, and maybe he needs his mom. I like to watch funnies when the weather's not sunny. He said, I really need a son, that's quite a problem.
sun in a guise. I'll take away the pain in the bathroom with a brand new vice. A carry pack of menthols, but I swear they're not for me. I'll never drop any acid, but I'm trying to get free.
There's no need.
And we are back. How's it going, Alistair?
Good. How are you, Max?
I'm very good. Thank you. Well, how are you feeling about the... Oh, well, first, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from?
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm from... Oops, sorry. I got to fix my microphone.
Yes, okay. Go for it.
So I'm from the area. I'm from the North Shore. I grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts. I don't have the regional accent, which many people are disappointed by. And sometimes I am too, but, for those who don't know, Marblehead is right next to Salem, world capital of, you know, witches and wizardry and all that stuff. Yeah, I've, lived here my whole life. I also lived in New York for a brief period of time, and now I'm back and I'm, you know, playing the scene, gigging and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
As well, you do.
Welcome back. How long have you been playing music?
So I started... taking, like, you know, piano lessons and stuff like kids do when I was like 6 or 7. Really, I've been singing since I could talk, but I don't think I started formally pursuing it until I would say like middle school. My parents pressured me into doing like choir and stuff like that at school. And originally I wasn't super sold on the idea, and then I ended up doing it. And I was like, oh my God, this is like so much fun. And I really, I fell in love with performing there. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is what I want to do. You know?
Yeah, I can totally relate to that because I also fell in love with performing at a young age and then soon realized I had no musical talent. So here I am. But it is what it is. So this new album is called How to Build a Bomb.
Correct.
Where'd the name come from?
Something of a joke. The title track was, you know, the seed that germinated into the rest of the EP. It started as a lyrical exercise that I was doing on my way. I was sitting on a Greyhound and I was just looking around at people and I was feeling very stressed. I was concerned about paying rent. I was concerned about my living situation. I had a roommate who was very frightening. I had two roommates who were pretty frightening. And I genuinely was quite concerned about my health and safety. I was just having a hard time finding work, doing like freelance gigs. And around Boston here, the freelance gig economy is pretty good. I'm able to make a living just like kind of, you know, from week to week. But in New York, it's a much more competitive economy, shall we say. And that was freaking me out, man. And How to Build a Bomb is, I was saying I was looking at the Greyhound, looking at people, and I was just like, I wonder what they got going on in their lives, and I was just like imagining, you know, scenarios, and the mentioning of the bomb is like me feeling all this anxiety that I feel like is going to culminate in some sort of grand antisocial impulse, you know what I mean? Like, I used to have a joke with my friends whenever someone would say like, oh yeah, the price of Chipotle went up, I would say, ah, I can't do this anymore, I'm building a bomb, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bound to be a blast whenever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so this album, it's got 4 songs on it, mm-hmm. and they are very fun. And my question for you is, where should a listener be listening for the ideal listening experience when they're listening to
How to Build a Bomb? Oh, definitely either in the car or on a walk.
Mm.
This is not sit-down music. You have to be moving in some way.
What time of day?
I would say late afternoon.
Okay.
You know, it's not morning music, but it's not quite like night music, because when you say night music, I think of like club music, or I think of like Quiet Storm, and this isn't quite that. It's more of like, this is, I'd say it's like pregame music, you know, or it's like Uber music, you know, on your way to the event.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You know, it's an important niche for music to fill in someone's life.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. What's a song or artist that your listeners might be surprised to hear that you listen to?
Ooh, might be surprised. That's a good question. I've started to get into RXK Nephew lately.
I don't know if I know that name.
He's a rapper. He's fantastic. I don't know where he's from. I only started listening to him like yesterday because everyone was talking about him. He has this song called American Terrorist, and it's like 9 minutes of just incredible, just bar after bar after bar. And a lot of the bars are kind of silly, and, you know, they kind of are, you know, have a punchline-y comedic aspect to them, but he's also making observations about, you know, things like religion, politics, things like that, and he's tying it all together in a way that almost reminds me of, like, I don't want to say James Joyce, but, like it's so incredibly, like, and obviously hip-hop has a long legacy of being literary in that way, but this feels, I don't know, it just feels different to me. Hmm. It's a different kind of song. It's a song called American Terrorist. It's great.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it bangs.
Yeah, I was like the 1% in my class who enjoyed James Joyce when we got to that unit.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was kind of interesting. It was not easy to read.
Right. What were you guys reading?
We read Dubliners and Portrait of the Artist as
a
Young Man.
I'm reading Dubliners right now. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that we only read a couple of the little stories throughout, but really kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we read all of Portrait of an Artist, and I like that. Yeah. All right, let's see. Do we want to listen to another one of the songs on the album?
Absolutely, we do.
Cool. Might I... Can I request one?
Absolutely.
Cool. Can we listen to 'Cause You're My Girl?
Yes, we can.
Excellent.
I was going to suggest that.
Fantastic. Great minds think alike. Here's... Oh, got to extract it from the zip file. All right. And now, here's 'Cause You're My Girl.
Regrets will be stuck here in the brain. But you wonder why I keep coming back to you. Every day without you, I'm so completely lost. Don't know where I'm going and don't know where I've tried. But you wonder why I keep coming back to you. I'm sad that you don't.
Guys. Yeah. That felt really good, actually.
And it sounded really good, too. All right, that was just 'Cause You're My Girl, coming out tonight on How to Build a Bomb by Alistair. And that one, when I was listening to the tracks earlier today, that one really stood out because it's this cool, catchy song with this very retro but also modern sound. And we talked about it off air a bit, but I'd love to hear you reiterate, you know, where that kind of came from stylistically, who your influences were.
Absolutely. When I wrote the song, it was originally a ripoff of Harvest Moon by Neil Young. And it more or less stayed that way throughout the end, in terms of like the fact that it was guitar centric, the structure we used, the use of like the key of D major, and a lot of like open voicings on the guitar to get it like really resonant. And then my buddy Vince, who co-produced this and mixed it, added the synths and added like lead guitars and a lot of like sparklier elements to make it a bit more modern. It makes me think of like Deer Hunter, and like the Halcyon Digest record, which is such an incredible album, and like those like, you know, tape delay-y kind of guitars. But yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I heard a lot of like a wide range of modern and past influences. Like one of the things that it reminded me of was like the kind of 70s soft rock Seals and Crofts kind of sound, and up to like modern bedroom pop and everything in between. But you cover a lot of genres on this album.
I sure do.
I don't know. How would you describe it overall?
I just call it indie pop rock, and with a specific emphasis on pop, because in my opinion, pop music isn't really a genre because it changes form every 5 to 10 years. So it's more of an ethos, more of like a framework of songwriting specifically. Because everything I do, no matter what instruments I'm using, no matter what tempo, blah, 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 it's all about hooks and it's all about structure and the 3:30.
Yeah. 3:30?
Like 3 minutes, 30 seconds, you know, kind of like the gold standard of a pop song length.
Of course. Got to fit it in there. And let's see. Other important questions. Are there any... So what instruments did you play on this album?
On this album, guitar, keys, I programmed drums, programmed a lot of synths. I played most of the instruments on every song except the one we just heard. That one had like a live drum kit. That was my buddy Luke on drums, my buddy Joy on bass. I didn't play any of the horns. I can't play any horns. That was my friend Emmett and my friend Khalil. And... but yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Shout out to instruments. I love instruments.
Go instruments. and let's see, are there any moments while you were recording this that kind of stand out to you?
Ooh. No, but I'm going to tell you, there were no moments that stood out to me during the making of this EP, but after it was done, after I got the masters back, I went to hang out with my buddy in the Canadian wilderness to work on his record. And for some reason, it was like, I mean, like, I think I just unplugged so much because he was in the middle of nowhere. We had no cell service, no internet. So people were like, you know, calling me to be like, hey, are you okay? Did you die? Did you get murdered? And it gave me a chance to unplug and really have some perspective on this EP and be like, oh yeah, this is finished. I know where I'm going. I have like a vision and I know where I'm going next. So the really exciting part came after it was done.
For sure.
You know?
And I think that, I don't know if you said it on air, but you said off air that you've been sitting on 'Cause You're My Girl for like 5 years.
Yeah, I wrote this song in the fall of 2019. September 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
And wow, pre-COVID, that was a different era.
Pre-COVID, a very different era. Yeah.
And so what, I don't know, was there anything that made the time right to release it now? Or was it just, you know, it just finally got to it?
Oh, it's just a matter of getting it right, honestly. I had to, I think I do suffer a bit from the perfectionist bug, as much as I hate to admit it, because I would love to be, one of my idols is Prince. And the thing I love about Prince is his like, his incredibly frenetic pace of working, how he put out album after album after album. I'm not that guy, and I try so hard to be, but it takes me years to get something right. But it's always worth it in the end, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's exhausting, and it's a lot of work, and people forget how much work goes into releasing music.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, let's start to wrap things up. You're Alistair. Where can people find you?
Everywhere. I'm on all the streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, all that stuff. I'm on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, etc. Alistair.png. That's spelled Alistair.png. And you can find me walking the streets of Boston. Say what's up. Yeah, I'm around.
How'd you choose PNG as your extension of choice?
I think it was because .pdf was not available or something like that.
.pdf would go hard. I mean, there's so many .mp3s.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's cringy to be an artist and have your marketing be so deeply embedded in your music. But I mean, there are great examples of that. Like, I love Bleachers, and Bleachers' marketing is all centered around the production of those records. But like, I love the idea of, you know, music is influenced by everything else, you know, and I love the idea that like, my visual aesthetic is in unrelated things.
For sure. And, let's see. Upcoming gigs. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
I sure do. In Salem, Massachusetts, on September 13th, I will be playing Chagall Performance Art Space. September 14th, the following night, I'm going to be in Vermont. September 31st, I believe that's a Sunday or it's a Monday. I think it's a Monday. I'm going to be at, wait, don't tell me. Oh, I'm going to be at the Silhouette Lounge in Alston. Oh, I'm really excited for that one.
What was that day?
September 31st.
Unfortunately, there are only 30 days in September.
Oh no, this guy didn't pay attention in freaking second grade.
Yeah, that's me.
So
okay,
September 30th? 30th. Yeah, okay, that one.
Yeah, that is a Monday.
The other one.
Yeah.
Cool.
The last day of the month, whenever that comes.
Exactly. It comes eventually.
Yeah.
It comes
for
us all.
Oh, God. Yeah, the months of it. Can you believe it's already September?
No, I can't. Summer went by too fast. I missed Brat Summer. I didn't go clubbing once. And I'm quite upset about it.
You know, no, I don't think I did either.
No, there's no good clubs around here. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know. Hey, at least we got basements.
At least we got basements. Shout out to the basements.
Yeah.
All around Massachusetts.
Yep.
Alston, Beverly, whatever you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
All those underground DIY venues.
Yes,
love
indeed.
It. Love to see it. We got your socials. We got your music's coming out tonight.
Yes,
indeed. At midnight.
At midnight.
Ooh. At midnight tonight. If you want to hear the other two songs on the album, what are the names?
Won't Stop Shaking and He Doesn't Need to Know.
Awesome. And those are indie pop.
Indie pop?
Yeah. There were some really interesting things on there. Like, some of it was very like 2010s nostalgic.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that. He Doesn't Need to Know. I was thinking about like Lady Gaga and those kind of synthesizers and vocal sounds.
Yeah. There was some auto-tune on there, and I was like, oh, that's
sure
like
was.
that's very specifically that. I get what he's looking at.
Right.
And yeah. Cool. All right. I think that wraps things up. Thank you so much for coming in.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Been a pleasure having you. And if you ever have any other upcoming announcements, let me know. We'd love to drop them on air.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you have any final words of wisdom? Favorite quotes?
Oh, God, I don't. I'm not a big quotes guy, honestly.
No worries.
I would say whatever you want to do. I'll give generic advice. Whatever you want to do, just go for it.
Yeah, just do it.
Quit your job. Just kidding. Don't quit your job. Don't quit your day job. Whatever you do.
Or maybe at least send me your music first, and then I'll tell you if you should quit your day job.
Yeah. We'll give you the evaluation on air.
For sure. Yeah, that's right. Send it on in. You can call in at 855. Just sing right into the phone.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. On that note, stick around, because in 17, 18-ish minutes, I'm going to have the string trio of Hound and Handler coming in to perform in the studio. Until then, we are going back to Australia, and then we're gonna have some more New Zealand again, and then wherever that band's from. But coming up next, I don't think I've played a bunch of King Gizzard lately, because I saw them in concert a couple weeks ago, which was so much fun. I haven't played anything off their new album, Here's one about being a silly Billy. It's called Field of Vision.
Thank you. minds and many eyeballs pop at my feet. I walk the streets only supreme. Thank you.
All right, that was just Sababa 5 with Bonga. Before that, we had Unknown Mortal Orchestra with The World is Crowded, and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Field Division. Oh, and in between, we had The Fourth Color by King Gizzard as well. Here's a PSA. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. A PSA from here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am Mellow Max. You're listening to Highly Recommended. We're going to hear another song or two as we continue getting set up for Hound and Handler, and then they'll be getting started soon after.